Rasbiuto. I recite in the dark, Ya Aberni, Arabic for you bury me, Fernway, German for longing to be away, Higelig, Danish for a night with cold beer and friends before a warm fire, or L'appel du vide, French for the urge to jump from high places. The words lulled me until I stopped on Rasbiuto, Russian for the feelings you have for someone you once loved but now do not. After settling the baby who woke wet with a fever, I returned to the list of words designed to inspire the poet who is still asleep in me as dawn approaches. I write Rasbiuto down in looping, exaggerated cursive, then watch out the window as a blue jay thieves a branch from another nest. A black hole, the word collapses lovers and friends into smaller and smaller elements, a rock from a hike, a cinnamon scent, a letter written by a hand I once drew stars into, then wept into, even as I forgot the texture of those fingers on my tongue. I look the word up, only to find it doesn't exist, just the root word, resolubit, to stop loving, recorded in a long list of urban legends, like the German Scheißenbedauern. The disappointment felt when something turns out not nearly as badly as one expected. And what did I expect? The girl who convinced her sister gnomes would visit if she left offerings of money and chocolate on a stump. The girl now a mother who lets the baby cry a little longer so she can corner a few bulky words, drag them up by the ankles, and shake their pockets clean.